Yo, Fournette is gonna. Is he gonna take that leap?
Oh, well, I thought you said you got some more breaking news for me because Shefty. As soon as Shefty tweeted the Matt Ryan news, I was like, cool. Hey, bro, you should have heard Chuck.
What did he go for? Oh, wow.
Third round pick. It's not bad.
Does Matt Ryan go for a third and Amari Cooper goes for a fifth and it's I'm done. He's so done.
Damn. I'm so done. I feel that. I feel that wholeheartedly. So done. But he's a quarterback. Amari Cooper's just a receiver. No, I'm not. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna do that. I ain't gonna do that.
Right. Gonna, we're not gonna go through that one. We're not gonna go through that.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Go Talk. It's your boy CMJ. I'm pleased to have my boys Chuck and Makai here to talk about all this. I mean, look, we got breaking news. Matt Ryan traded to the Colts. I'm getting more notifications about it right now as we speak. And it's not, that wasn't just the only quarterback shuffling around going around this entire week. Got Russell Wilson to the Broncos. Talked about that earlier this week. And the biggest news of the weekend is Deshaun Watson choosing to go to Cleveland after he had told them he wasn't going to pick them at all. So, and then we still got news like Devontae Adams going to the Raiders and even Chandler Jones signing with the Raiders. Stephon Gilmore signed with the Raiders today too. Teron Armstead's meeting with the Dolphins. So let's just dive into this.
Gilmore, what?
What the hell? Wait, what? He signed officially?
The Raiders, bro.
Yeah, I told y'all. Okay. I got more from Shefty. Matt Ryan never asked the Falcons for a new contract. Nope. That was not part of the equation per sources. He just felt like the time had come to move on from Atlanta. Of course it was. Like Makai USF, no Calvin Ridley, just Kyle Pitts there. Like, who's the running back? Oh, well, my bad, Cordarrelle Patterson, my bad. They did resign
him.
Yeah,
they resigned him, but that's
and Cordell is the everything for that team, okay?
He's not now, just, but we have to understand now, because 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, who was Cordell Patterson but a return man?
Okay. I hear
that's
you on
why,
that.
But look how many returns he has. At,
no, I get that. But like I said, as a return man. Devin Hester. As a return man. I guess. As a return man. Was Devin Hester a number one receiver?
I mean, he wasn't the number one, but he was kind of nice at the receiver spot. He played it.
Hey, he was a plug and play for like a Dante Hall type of player. They all just right, utilized.
All right.
But Dante Hall was not the number one receiver. I'm getting y'all to say that these were slot players. These were slot, you know what I'm saying, receivers that just happened to be faster than mainly everybody in the league. So it
yeah, I get you. And you know what? I'm gonna get you on that. But what you think about Tyreek Hill? Because he's a regular receiver and he's just faster than everybody. I don't feel like he has super elite route running or anything. You know, like
I can tell you this. I'm gonna tell you this. Watch this. Watch this. If Devin Hester had a Patrick Mahomes throwing it to him over a Rex Grossman.
Wait, I just want to say because hold on.
I'm just saying.
I got to do this.
Jay Cutler not that bad, bro.
Whoa.
Hey, you know, hey, look. Jay Cutler.
I gotta say this about Tyreek Hill. I gotta say this about Tyreek Hill before I rein it back in, because I gotta rein this all back in, y'all. But Tyreek Hill, to me, okay. If you guys remember how Brandon Cooks his career has gone?
Thank
gone,
you. For
wait,
somebody's
just
bringing
just,
it up.
Just follow me here. Even he's been. I think if I remember these numbers correctly, he was a 1,000-yard receiver pretty much everywhere he went. And if you watch Brandon Cooks, how he played, he went from a slot receiver to he improved to become a team's number one receiver. He mm-hmm. improved his route running. He improved his high point catching ability. He improved his body control.
Brandon Cooks is a mismanaged player.
Tyreek Hill is basically an equivalent of that. In fact, Tyreek Hill is what Brandon Cooks has become.
But exactly. I give you that.
You know, he's stronger. Not stronger,
that boy,
you know, but
that boy injury prone as hell, though.
Who injury prone as hell?
Brandon Cooks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, concussions, yeah. I'll say this.
He's only injury prone like that because of the usage. Injuries. I'm going to say this. He's only injury prone because of the usage of him on every team. Every team he's played on, the usage.
I can't say that. He's a little fragile.
He's not like a Julio with all them soft tissue injuries, though.
Mm, oh,
he's a, yeah.
Okay. I'll let it be.
A concussion, like, think about it, concussions and things like that, that's because of impact.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you now. Now let's bring it back in to the, I don't know what the this quarterback carousel we got going on, because it's like quarterbacks playing what's that one game called where they people trying to Russian sit in chairs? Roulette. Nah, bro. When they trying to sit in the chairs. What's that?
Musical chairs.
Musical chairs.
Yeah. Like, he said when they trying to sit in the chairs.
I'm telling you.
Come on. Like,
NFL. Because check NFL this out, check is this out. In full Madden 2022 free agency mode right now.
I'm telling you, but it's like okay, it's like check this out. It's like Baker Mayfield, right? He expressed that he wanted to go to the Colts, and Matt Ryan pulled the seat from under him. Like, oh yeah, I'm trying to go to the Colts. Like, I'll go to the Colts. Y'all send me there. They probably have me more than Baker Mayfield pulled the chest from right up under him. Now, what's Baker Mayfield
That's
left
true.
With? What's Baker Mayfield, That's true. Mayfield left with? You feel me? Seattle?
Do you feel like Baker, he would be a better Baker. Choice?
Then what?
Fuck no.
Then who? Then be specific. Ryan? Baker?
Shit, no.
Nah.
I'm taking Matt Ryan you don't, over Baker.
You don't even believe that. So, you know.
I'm taking Matt Ryan over Baker.
Hey, look, coming from a Colts fan. I mean, Baker Mayfield, in the long term, I feel like he would have been better because Matt Ryan, you know?
Hell no.
I mean, in the long term.
Here's why I don't.
I'm saying that because Matt Ryan, he's kind of older, you know?
Here's why I don't agree with that, because I think it was two seasons ago you guys acquired Buckner, right? Two seasons ago, and
Buckner, yep.
And Darius Leonard is still relatively young. Like your team is relatively young.
Y'all got a little squad,
and y'all have the potential to make a Super Bowl in the next 3 or 4 years, which is around the time frame that Matt Ryan is, you know, coming. Like basically, Matt Ryan gonna be done in the next 3 or 4 years.
Before regressing, he has two years left. I'm giving him two.
Okay.
Before he returns into the Joe Flacco backup.
Okay, and then honest, would you wait?
Even regressed, I guess, like you could say, completely regressed. Philip Rivers, he brought us to the playoffs. So
okay, but Baker Mayfield
Matt Ryan can't, like, you know, take us to the playoffs or like, you know, we can't win with him. But I'm saying if we were trying to like in terms of longevity,
I'm trying to tell you though, like longevity, like I don't see how Baker
Mayfield wouldn't pick Baker.
Yeah, I don't see how
he's been in the league. What, four years,
and it's like. And what is he?
Nothing improved.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't see where you like longevity. Okay, just because he's younger.
And we can't say he didn't
be
have an
you.
Offensive line. We can't say he didn't have.
He didn't have a team. A team. We he can't had a say team. That. No, he didn't. Yeah, they just like he didn't have, just have an offense. He had a defense too. And I get it. The defense was up and down, but they had a team. It they wasn't just yeah. They had enough. They sure did. And you let the Bengals go to the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna tell you this though. I'm gonna show you what happened this year and last year a little bit too. They're showing you that Baker Mayfield is not as advertised.
Are we going to gas the Browns defense?
Are we really going to sit here and say they didn't have a team?
Are we
come on
say
now.
That they didn't have a defense?
I mean, come on, bro. Don't do that.
Hey, look. Actually, you know what? I am going to sit here and say that. Because name me five players off the defense right now.
Miles Garrett, Denzel Ward. Right, Clowney was on there last year.
Greedy.
I can't even pronounce this guy's name. It's like
Jeremiah Okumura.
I think it's Kurimo or something. I can't pronounce his name, but I know who he is. Like you can't don't tell me I don't know who the Browns players is. They had a squad. They had players. But Kurimo was like a first round pick.
When I say
not name the people play, how can you not name these players, but you can name the other players with difficult names?
What? Cool. Bro, his is easier to pronounce.
We can name all these. You just told me that player right from the Raiders, right? Like you just name, you know, but you can't say because you don't even know the nigga. You just looking at like who is he? Like,
wow, like, it's like that. It's like that because I get one name wrong. It's like that.
Jeremiah. I mean, it's like Akawusu.
I mean, Jeremiah. Like, said Greedy. Greedy played three games last year.
Hold on.
Greedy, John.
Check this out.
They had Greg Newsom last year.
But check this out. But check this out, though. I was saying the name right, though. I just looked it up. I was saying it right. So, fuck you.
Was you really saying it right?
Yeah, I was.
I was really saying it right.
I was. Fuck you. I was saying it right. I was saying Kurimura and it's Kurimoa. It's Koromora. Koromora. And I said Koromora. So I was like one letter off. Kiss my ass. Like, I don't hear about none of that. Hey, I don't have no players on the Browns defense. Man, please.
Man, y'all was struggling. That was a struggle list.
Man, hell no. Bro. He named four players. Makai named four players easily. Very easily.
Delpit, Newsom, Reedy.
Okay, we didn't have too much time now. He gonna discredit it with time. Yeah. He gonna discredit it with time. Quick, so let's move on.
Quick rumor mill, though. Atlanta is still on the hunt for a quarterback.
Let me ask you something, Makai. You know Greedy, right? Because I love Greedy. You know Greedy, right? How many games did he play?
Oh my God! Why does it matter?
Why it matter? Because like anybody can name somebody from LSU.
But you just said name players on the team. You know what more do you want?
People can name right now. Like, come on, bro.
Like, I said Grant Delpit and Greg Newsom.
What more do you want? He said, "All right, name players on the team." Now he's like, "Oh, name J-O-K. How many games they played?" Damn, Chuck. What you doing?
I mean, he wants me to be like Miles Garrett. 12 games last year.
One game. Like, come on, bro. I feel you. Bowl. Like, anybody can name. I can name certain players. Like,
I feel. All right, bro. At least next time, say name five players that played meaningful minutes for the Browns or something.
Right. More specific. Say that too.
Be more specific, because I swear to God, I'll name somebody on the practice squad.
Literally, I can see it now.
Jeremy Sprinkle.
I can see it now.
But anyway, Deshaun Watson. What do you think the impact of the Browns acquiring Deshaun Watson and fully guaranteeing his $230 million contract has on the rest of the league? And what do you think this? I'm talking about other quarterbacks in the league. You feel me? Like, what do you think the impact has for players like Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan just got traded to the Colts, you know, so other quarterbacks that are, like, in flux right now. Tyrod Taylor's out there, you know.
Tyrod Taylor, I would expect him to go, but, I mean, Atlanta Falcons is looking for Marcus Mariota right now, which I don't understand.
Really?
So many other quarterbacks.
Hey, that'd actually be pretty good for them. They ain't got
No.
But the rest of the quarterbacks, if you look at them, they all mobile.
They all kind of the same.
They're all stagnated.
They're all the same type of player. That's just the kind of thing, though. It's just, I'd rather go with Tyrod Taylor than Marcus Mariota, honestly.
Well, I feel you on that. Do you think Deshaun Watson is getting suspended?
I mean, I would hope not.
That's a good question.
They can't
let him go with nothing.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get a 6-game suspension.
Maybe four, just because he's putting the NFL through something. Six would be because he did something.
How much did Ezekiel Elliott get?
Six. Right? Yeah. Yeah, I think Ben Roethlisberger got six, but he appealed it to four.
I agree with Makai then. It's at least six, minimum.
He won't get suspended too long.
I mean, he's gonna. Go ahead.
The reason why he's getting suspended anyway is just because there's an investigation. They have to do something about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if he's found not guilty, it sucks to say it. That's just how that business runs. Because you got to remember all the scrutiny that shit comes with. Like, you know, if you remember when Ben Roethlisberger was going through that shit, biggest time of going through depression, he did play through it. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's so much off the field. On the field, you know, that he's gonna have to deal with, and just I don't know. I really don't know with that. Like, it is a good thing that they are moving on with the process of it, but it's like as the NFL is not the regular.
So, do you think the Browns can still make the playoffs if Deshaun gets suspended?
Let's see, 17 game season, they can still go 10-6. The AFC is just gonna be.
AC is not going
to
be.
I'm just going to say this, though. I'm just going to say this. First year is going to be like 9-7, something like that, like 8-9. It's going to be close.
They're
still going to try to get him acclimated. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be the difference. Now, next year is going to be completely different. Not this season coming, but the season after that, because he's going to be acclimated. They're probably going to get more weapons for him. You know, I also do want to wait a little bit until the draft to see what they do or how they maneuver in the draft. Because, I mean, yeah, I can see Deshaun Watson throwing it to fucking nobody but Amari Cooper all day. I can see that.
I mean, they still got some receivers, but, I mean, they ain't big time receivers.
Who, Donovan Peoples-Jones and quote, Anthony unquote. Schwartz? Or...
Hey, they don't got Njoku no more?
They do.
Oh, yeah, they did keep him. They got rid of Hooper, though.
And dang, yeah. You know, you know what?
Hey, look, Austin Hooper, he was hurt a lot last year.
Y'all know the NFC South only got one quarterback?
But then it's like, too, like, they have a double dual-back system with Amari Cooper. With Amari Cooper. Let's just not just say, like, it's just not nobody else.
NFC South only has one quarterback.
Yeah.
And who's that?
That's Brady. Bro, there are no more quarterbacks in the NFC South. Like Sam Darnold. Come on, no. Bro. Who?
No.
Jameis. That's if he re-signs, he could go somewhere else. In fact, I actually like Jameis going to the Colts. But that's not happening.
I'm gonna say that Sam Darnold ain't nothing because if they was willing to jump on Deshaun Watson. As fast as they were jumping on Deshaun Watson, they don't have any faith in Sam Darnold.
PJ Walker started last year.
They still see the same Jets quarterback.
He played like the same Jets quarterback after the first five games. It's crazy because it was the same old Sam Darnold. Like, you flash potential of being cerebral, and then you poop. Like, it was
just real.
Yeah, it was terrible. PJ Walker started like 3-4 games, bro. That's how you know. That's how you know he was done. Sam's done, and that's unfortunate. But yeah, there are no more quarterbacks in the South, and I wonder what that like this. The Saints like could be a potential suitor for Baker Mayfield. I'm kind of losing faith that the Niners are gonna.
I kind of like Jimmy to the Saints.
I don't know, bro.
I don't think that they're gonna do that.
I don't think so either.
That's a conflict of interest. Money,
but in terms of fit wise.
Interest.
No, but I'm but look, that's what I'm telling a lot of people. They looking at the Saints like, oh, they don't got no offense. If you give them a quarterback, it's already set.
They just lost Marcus Williams.
Quarterback that's
but also what about Kamara?
Like Jimmy Garoppolo, you got Mike Thomas coming back, Callaway, you got AK. You know, you got to
no, we don't know yet. We don't know if they have AK.
Lost Teron Armstead.
He's still in under investigation. And I'm sorry, but if you've seen the footage.
Hey, I forgot he got in that. Damn, hey, that's why I don't like All-Star, bro. Man.
Come on.
That's another thing, too,
nobody's talking about. Nobody's talking about Alvin Kamara and his investigation right now.
Wow. Hey, you know what? He might get that. That's because he might get away with it. But it's gonna be a pretty. He might still get suspended. He's getting suspended for sure.
He might
be on the Ezekiel Elliott kind of, you know.
Yeah, he's getting 4 games for sure. Like, you know, for like, sure, man. Off top, he's getting suspended because one, it's different to have an allegation, but two, they have evidence. When they have evidence, you're gonna go down like AP. You're gonna go down like Ricky Williams. Man, they're not playing if they have evidence. See, the difference between them and Deshaun Watson is there is no physical evidence. It's only he say, she say.
It's only allegations, yeah.
Exactly. Now, I'm not trying to justify.
It's not justified. Let's not forget, it's 22 allegations.
We're putting 2 and 2 together.
Yeah. That's it. Hey, you know what? And I think Chuck, you was telling me you was watching Undisputed this morning. I think Skip actually made a good point. Like, it'd be a different story if Deshaun Watson only had like 2 or 3 allegations against him. Maybe it's 22. Like there's something here, and I'm not gonna say what definitively I believe it is because I don't want to go there. But there's something.
It'll be only speculation. But yes. But I'm gonna say this too because I always say that, and I'm not with the abuse of women or anything like that. That's why I had to make sure that part was justified. But with it being so many allegations, at least one of them have to be right.
And
at most least one of them.
And that's what I'm thinking. Like, and well, listen,
let me just make this point before you make that point.
But I'm gonna say this. Hold on, before you finish. Hold on, I am gonna say this. I am gonna say at least one, but I can say two. There are certain situations I'm sure that it would probably put in where he probably didn't know. You get what I'm saying? As far as what was acceptable.
I hear you on that, and I hear you on that. I do, and it's just. A part of me kind of feels it, even though in 22 allegations against someone does seem like, it's probable. But I mean, there are also scenarios in which people come together to try to topple someone else. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I was just about to make the point that it's weird that they all, I noticed that a lot of announcers were making this point at first, but then they kind of strayed away from it, but they were all making the point that, oh wow, how are they all coming together like at the same time, you know, coming forth, you know, at the same time to say this when they saying that it happened in different, you know, increments basically, you know, situations.
And right, like how he doing you on Monday and then
he was supposed to be
like, some of it don't make the right amount of sense.
I come from a full female household. If anything happens, like even in the grocery store or anything, you know, like I come from, you know, they gonna tell me they gonna
speak,
oh,
right?
Yeah, they gonna be like, this happened. They not gonna hold they like, oh, they held their tongue. They told somebody.
Y'all
held your tongue too long. What you say? Which Makai is saying, you know, like, okay, some of them have to be right, you know.
And
like,
you know what? And you know what?
But that's what I also said, the conduct of might of what he did, it might have been displaced because he could have been doing something that they...
Exactly. He thought it
was... You know what? But
they
could have deemed something else. I just want to say this to buffer your point and also to defend everything that we're saying because we don't know anything. We are just speculating. And also, you know... I've worked in a lot of settings where celebrities are doing everything they can to stay incognito, or they know that the people around this area, wherever they're going, don't necessarily know who they are. So it's not, to me, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that a lot of these women didn't know Deshaun Watson was the quarterback of the Houston Texans when he came in. Or on another note, or on another hand, some of them could kind of put two and two together that he was a celebrity of some sort because, you know, usually when you're a VIP or
you
get treated as such, right?
Right.
So, you know, it's just how important are you, though, could have you know, been like not necessarily, like they might not have known how important you were to somebody or to a team or to whatever. They might not have known who you were. You know, but they could tell that you are a VIP of some kind. They just didn't know who you were. So, but now that they knew, and if one girl or two girls or three girls decide to plot on you, then they all decide to plot on you. Then that's
and it's the time
up.
Of the Me Too movement where all women are right. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks to say, you know, that we do have to have the topic of discussion of like that. But that's just how the Me Too movement is functioning, as if all women is right, which it should. Be in a sense believed to a certain degree.
Everybody should have a benefit of the doubt,
nothing like that. But exactly. And at so many times, depending on what investigation is happening, they're not even innocent until proven guilty. They're guilty until proven innocent, and that's another problem too. Because of his high status and caliber, is why they can attack him so many people. You know what I'm saying? Because not like that. Now, this is the part that really sucks about it, because you're trying to tell me that these 22 women know what Deshaun Watson looked like, but they didn't know who Robert Kraft was? Oh, are we going to forget about that, huh? Because he had multiple allegations, too, and that shit is swept right under the rug.
That's true.
Of the same situation. This is the exact same thing. Yet, we've been talking about this for almost 2 years.
Oh man, I don't know.
It's a touchy situation.
It's hard to
break down because if you're not him.
And yeah, basically, I've been at this point where if Deshaun's right, I'm happy for him. He's right. Shame on those women. But if those women are right, damn, Deshaun, like, shame on you, bro. because you know you wasn't supposed to do that. You wasn't supposed to do that, you know. So yeah, I never condone that, you know. Like, I never be like, oh well, they should just let him play, or they should, like, no, bro. That's why when y'all been talking about Deshaun Watson, somebody having him on his fantasy team last year, I'm like, bro, why are we talking about Deshaun Watson? He's not even playing. Like, he's not even, like, let's just leave that alone. We don't know anything about that situation. I don't know if he's right or wrong. I'm just like, I'll leave that alone until the news comes out that he's either innocent or guilty. So let's just move on from that. Hopefully they can get that all cleared up soon, and we can know what's going on. Yeah, I do too. I want to know too, and I don't want Deshaun to be guilty. But if he is, I would like to know.
I would too. Because also another thing too, it should teach people what situations and how to conduct yourself in situations, to being that you are who you are.
Now,
unless y'all just out here doing some predator shit because y'all want to be predators, right, that's something different. But
now that we are talking about the AFC, let's stay in the AFC.
The most talked about thing this whole year.
Yeah. Between the trades and the huge free agent signings, I think the AFC North and the AFC West are probably going to really challenge each other for AFC supremacy this year. The AFC North had 35 combined wins last year. The West had 38. Two teams from both divisions made the playoffs. The Bengals made the Super Bowl, obviously.
I'm about to close up, Vito.
Which division do you think is the toughest division right now, the AFC West or the AFC North? Okay, we already know who got picked up here and there. You know, the Raiders just got Stephon Gilmore, and I got something to say about them. But
okay, I'm gonna let y'all know. Raiders is one of my sleeper teams. I got a couple of sleeper teams this year, though.
Hey, that went from two to like crazy. It went from like two to like six.
Really, do you think the North is tougher than the West?
You know what? It's so weird.
Listen,
I know how this is about to sound.
You know what? It's okay. The Steelers made some acquisitions. Ravens, they picked up Marcus Williams, which I thought was huge. The Bengals got three offensive linemen, which was probably the biggest deal for them. And I think they're probably going to obviously go back to the playoffs. I mean, I don't see how they couldn't. And then I'm missing a team. Oh, the Browns. And then the Browns got Deshaun Watson. My bad. The Browns got Deshaun Watson, which I don't know if he's going to play this year. I mean, I don't know if he's going to play the first four or six games. I think he's going to get suspended for six games, but that's just me. And then you got
a lot of people say this year as well. So you might be right about that. Hopefully that's not the truth.
Yeah,
honestly, it would be best in his best interest. It would be best just to be suspended 4 to 6 and get that shit done.
Yeah, especially like the Browns only put him on the Browns only put him on the cap for one million base this year. So
exactly. So that means they have intentions on him not playing.
Okay. Okay.
He should actually focus more on
Houston.
Yeah, like, but I mean, now playing for 3 years as a quarterback, I'm not sure. 2 years.
I mean, you still gonna get the training camp OTAs with your guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too. Like, one thing, he wasn't just sitting down all year. He actually was going to practice OTAs.
Declared him inactive every game. Seriously, every game.
And it's kind of weird because he could have played.
He could have actually.
You know.
And that's a lot of people expect him to hop back on the field. Actually,
that's another thing too. Like, they chose to do that with him. But I don't believe, like, if he could have played every week, that means he's ready, physically ready. Now, mentally, I don't know.
All right.
Okay, so for your topic of discussion, AFC versus North versus West, I'm going to go with West. They've been the most consistent. And I have more faith in the West quarterbacks than the North quarterbacks.
I can see that. Trubisky, Burrow. I mean, now it's Watson.
It's like Burrow, Watson, and
Lamar.
Yeah, Trubisky, Burrow, Watson, and Lamar.
And then you go Mahomes, Herbert, Carr,
Russ.
Okay. I get where you're coming from.
I like Lamar and Burrow, though.
I feel you. I guess
I'm not sold on Lamar.
I guess I'll change
Lamar, bro. He was hurt. Hey, look at the games he was hurt, and look at the games he wasn't. Hey, that guy.
I get that, but
hey, but
know,
look, hey, look, won't tell you what the difference
was. I see Vic
was.
All over again.
They got the same guy though, right? Quote unquote, they got the same talent. Whatever, he was running around, he was doing the same thing Lamar was doing. Black, you know, cool, but he couldn't finish. Lamar finished the game, bro. He got something different to
Lamar
him.
Almost lost to Detroit.
A lot of people did. Come on now. Like, hey, Detroit had the most, they had the most 3-point losses in the season. Like, come on now. And you can look it up.
All right. Well, I guess I'll change the topic. Which team in the AFC West do you think is going to win the division?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sir.
So
hey, let me throw. Hold on. Let me.
Because I told y'all, like, I have like five different sleeper teams. I'm gonna go with my one right now for the AFC West, and it's not Denver. Yeah. I'm going with the Chargers.
Okay.
Not
the reason being, the potential is there, especially with him being so young. Justin Herbert, man. Justin Herbert is the youngest quarterback in that division. They have one of the youngest teams in that division, highest potential in that division, great skill players in that division. And I just think that I'm going with the Chargers for this one. I've been waiting on Mahomes to have a down year. And this is it.
Which AFC West team you think is going to win the division?
The division?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I think against my.
Hey, you know what?
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna go Raiders.
He picked the Raiders.
Hey, hold on. Listen.
Wait, you going with the Raiders?
Hey, listen. Hold on. Let me make my point. Then y'all can get on me. I'm gonna go Raiders, but my dark horse team is gonna be the Broncos.
Okay.
And I'm gonna tell you why those two teams. No, but look. I'm picking the Raiders because, like. I was looking at the makeup of their team last year, you feel me? And the holes that they needed. I'm like, okay, Winfrey, he was doing his thing.
And 1,000-yard season.
But not a number one receiver.
Exactly. Still had a 1,000-yard season.
Definitely.
Exactly. You get me. Okay. And the King guy, he was not a number one receiver. They had two number two receivers. One got paid in Jacksonville. You know? Now they brought in Davante Adams.
Hold on. Stop it. Zay Jones ain't nowhere near no number one receiver. Stop it, please.
He's a receiver three at most.
Yeah, was it? No. And Darren Waller was hurt last year. Brian Edwards was like in his second year, or maybe he was a rookie. He's one of those. He's a young player, so I give him a pass.
But was a next man up mentality.
It was. It sure was. Josh Jacobs couldn't even stay on the field for them.
Exactly.
So I don't know. Zay Jones, no. But Davante Adams with Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller.
A healthy Darren Waller.
Everybody healthy, because Devontae got to stay healthy too.
Definitely.
Yeah. Against my heart, I'm gonna pick the Broncos to win the division. You add Russ, I really don't see how you could lose how you can't win the division against a Chiefs team that I get it. They just added Juju, which is huge, and they got Justin Reed on the back end to replace Tyrann Mathieu. But
I'm right. confused on what y'all heard me saying. Zay Jones was a number one receiver.
I mean, he signed with Jacksonville. Yeah, he did. He said whoever the Raiders receiver was that had signed with Jacksonville was the number one receiver.
No, I said Zay Jones, number two receiver, just got paid with Jacksonville.
There was a lot of that going on this year.
I was so confused.
Christian Kirk got a big bag.
I was like, oh, you moved on. Like, no. Like, hell no.
You said the Raiders, though.
No, but I'm saying the Raiders, off the simple fact that they got so close and they kind of filled most of the holes that they needed. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. I hear you. But not only do I think the Chargers are a better team than the Raiders, I just think they need to be better coached, and also the Raiders got lucky.
Who's the coach this year?
But the Raiders got lucky, bro. Like let's keep it up. The coach for the Chargers, the Raiders, ain't it Josh McDaniels?
I think it's still McDaniels.
You're like, I'm not.
No, not McDaniels still from, McDaniels.
I mean, they got McDaniels from New England.
Yeah, but I'm not like, oh my God, Josh McDaniels, he's finna change the game. But like, no, I'm not like, he's not Kyle Shanahan, he's not Mike McVay, he's not Matt LaFleur, like I'm not.
Wasn't even talking about Mike McVay.
Mike McVay.
Are you serious? Yeah, come on, hey, no, he was not.
Sean,
he wasn't
bro.
Even talking about Mike McVay.
But I'm.
Are you
this
serious?
This is not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm. That's not. That's it's Sean McVay. And that's not what I'm saying, bro.
And you
I'm
just
saying,
said Mike McVay.
I didn't
I'm
say.
Just going with you
I
said,
said Matt LaFleur, bro. Matt LaFleur. Bro, I probably cut out my fault.
Hey, anyway. Man, I was going.
Bro, listen. Josh McDaniels, come on now. Like, I'm not finna sit here and be like, because the Raiders were already.
He got the same amount, if not more than McVay.
Okay, but the Raiders are already the 11th ranked offense coming into this season. They just added Davante Adams, which already elevates their offense. Josh McDaniels didn't
add who else on the defensive side.
Okay, hold on now.
Are they gonna get in trouble this year?
Yeah, every year is something with them, man. Like John Gruden
could
hold in the
reins. Think about this. Yeah, it would have been Davante Adams and Henry Ruggs and Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. That's how it was supposed to come out.
And they had a corner get suspended or banned or something.
Hey, you know what? You got your players.
I don't like.
You got your players
about,
in Vegas out
like
here threatening
about my
people.
Boy Henry Ruggs, because I actually, my peoples know him personally. You know, I don't like talking about him.
I was talking about the Broncos initially. And how
but
I feel.
Yeah, but
like,
we have to talk about his position. Where is he going to be at? He's going to get suspended. He's going to get out of the league.
Who?
Maybe. Now, I'm not going to say he's not going to be allowed back into the league, but I know for sure he's going to be outed because he's going to have to serve some time. Even if it is 6 months, they don't give him the house arrest. They don't do all that. I'm sure he's going to get the pat on his wrist. But
Nah. I want to tell you something about Henry Ruggs. He's sad as I want to say it, you know. It seemed like he would get the benefit of the doubt or whatever. He's going to at least serve at least 2 years.
I mean, that is the benefit of the doubt. Like,
that
kind of
is the benefit
of the life.
He has manslaughter. Yeah. So,
vehicle manslaughter.
Yeah. He is more than man, you know?
Well, I
think that's going to harbor the Raiders for this year.
Yeah, I don't listen, I feel so weird about this division because like one of these teams got to come in last place.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's somebody got to come in fourth. I'm like, it's no bad team that you could pick this year.
It's like, you know how when we go into fantasy and we like, okay, we look at each team in a division, we be like, okay, nah, we're not touching nobody from that team. You can pick a player from any of these teams. You can pick players up from all of these teams and have success, Adams and Judy and Hill and Russ. And it's like, bro, like, and then you got to look at it this way. Three teams could make the playoffs, but not all four of them.
The West has a major quarterback and receiver.
And then not just that, but if three teams make it from the West, that means it's only one team from every other
from
division.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, right. Like you're looking at the North, you got the Bengals and the Ravens, and the Ravens weren't healthy last year. At all.
But then you also got Buffalo in the East. So who's going to be that last team?
And is New England going to make it like back to the playoffs? Like
I don't think so. Not this year. Not the way that the AFC is set up.
The
not
South
this
is,
year.
And the South is literally is ripe for the Colts taking. They can't lose the South this year. You have Matt Ryan. There's no way that the Colts should lose the South this year. I don't see it. Like the Titans, I get it. They're still there.
Not even a Tennessee.
I don't see it, bro. I think the Colts have played Derrick Henry long enough. Y'all can get on that dude. Like and Ryan Tannehill is not that dude. So, got that breaking news. Adam
Jeff. I was just making sure I didn't see any judges.
Yeah, Jameis Winston and the Saints are closing in on a 2-year deal for the quarterback to remain in New Orleans, per source. Details worked through, but trending in the right direction. Winston and the Saints set to build off last year's 5-2 start together. All right.
Okay. I can't be mad at that.
Okay, so now Baker to Seattle. But who's going to take Jimmy off of our hands? Please, somebody take Jimmy Garoppolo off of our hands. Like, somebody's got to take it. Atlanta, take Jimmy. Like, come on.
Jimmy is going to stay.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
That's what it's looking like.
I don't really see. Okay, let me see if I can.
Jimmy is best with y'all. I don't understand where y'all went.
Jimmy
wrong
should.
One game from the Super Bowl? Come on,
NFC.
Bro.
I don't see him. See, the thing don't is, do that. I don't seen him that. Move. My thing about this is I seen him move, but this was before the Deshaun Watson and all that, but I would have thought he was going to go back to the AFC. But now that the AFC is being what it is, I don't see him. I just don't see it right now. I see him getting traded to another NFC team possibly.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Unless he doesn't want to win. Like, I don't really see any other reason.
It's not even just that, though. I'm pretty sure if the Niners would have got a trade offer for him by now, he'd have been gone. Because what is the point of keeping him around? I don't. Right. To me, it's like you take whatever you can get for him at this point. And I don't think there's a lot of interest in Jimmy when you got other quarterbacks out there that are honestly better than Jimmy. Like, Matt Ryan's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, Matt Ryan was just in a doo-doo system. Baker Mayfield, you could say Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Baker Mayfield. You could. But it's like,
because
would you rather,
right now,
would you
hey,
rather,
what they gonna do? Hey, no, Seattle, no, that's no, an interconference no, no, no. team.
No, bro. No.
No what?
Philly?
No what? No what?
Bro.
No, don't do that. Baker Mayfield.
Bro,
boo,
Baker
boo.
Mayfield better than
boo,
Jimmy.
Boo, boo. Boo, boo. Baker
Are
Mayfield,
serious,
boo, boo.
Bro?
Baker Mayfield is not better than Jimmy Garoppolo, bro.
Hell
that's
no.
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that's what. Oh yeah, no.
Hell, I was gonna say, no. That boy is doo doo. you had OBJ. You had all them weapons. You had the
wrong game. Hey, first off, you know how I feel about OBJ. Trash. But okay.
Yeah,
bro,
I think he lost a step.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you for yourself,
I keep. What numbers?
Look at you want to talk
what numbers,
bro? They wouldn't have got where they was.
Like, who?
Okay, so now we're gonna say
the Rams.
Now we go
aww.
Without Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp is. Oh, come on, bro. Don't,
bro,
do like
bro.
That, bro.
Bro,
do,
bro.
No.
Hold on. You want to talk
said,
about numbers?
You just said
was y'all watching the games?
Is the
Wait. Are you serious? Y'all was watching the games. Y'all was at the games. What you mean? Y'all was at the game when OBJ was catching 3 balls a game, like 36, 56 yards a game before the playoffs. Like, no, before that last week.
He came
week,
in on Friday.
Before that last week where they played the Niners, he had yet to eclipse, like, 70 yards in the game or 60 yards in the game. That was his first time hitting 100 yards in a game. Yeah, he was catching touchdowns, but he was only catching 3 balls a game. 36 yards.
Man,
yeah, come on, bro.
Overrated.
Hey,
I'm still going to say I've been saying one. He had one touchdown last year.
Hey, let me just ask you something.
Did he say Julio? Who's battling
hey,
the hamstring injury?
Hey, how many did Mike Evans catch, actually? That's your boy.
Ooh. Wait. Ooh. How many did Mike Evans catch?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's called playing within a system. You talking about yardage. He got the first downs. It's called clutch. Look at the
wow.
clutch, bro.
Three catches a game?
All I'm saying is Mike Evans had 14 touchdowns last year.
And 1,000 yards again.
1,100 yard season.
Man, they literally just said, Mike Evans even said he Tom Brady force fed him for that, bro. Come on now.
Bro.
Just like Antonio Brown. Get out of here.
Exactly. Wait. I'm glad you said that. Because Tom Brady does that for all of his guys. Gronk, Chris Godwin. Wait, what you mean? You said Tom Brady force feed Mike Evans, but he force feed everybody else.
Touchdown.
Okay.
In clutch.
Mike Evans at 14.
And Chris Godwin was hurt. So what do you want? What do you want from Mike Evans to not catch touchdowns? Like Odell caught
five touchdowns last year,
and that was and I get it. That
and how
was
many
after
did he have in the playoffs?
Good question.
Yeah,
that's actually a really good question.
That's a good question.
Because actually, it probably might be the same amount.
He had 2 touchdowns in the postseason.
The entire postseason, only 2?
2.
Damn.
He got hurt.
Well, no. You have to think of it like this. You have to think of it that it does match. Because 2 touchdowns, they already had the division win, a bye week, Pro Bowl, and then they played the Super Bowl.
Like y'all trying to I'm confused on why y'all trying to
disagree. But my thing, I'm confused on why you think Odell is still a top receiver.
Guillermo, right?
He not a top. Hey, look. Yeah, Guillermo. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, tell me.
Julio.
Why you bringing up Julio?
Because I'm naming the players that I glorify, and they are at the back end of their prime. You know, they're still good players. Julio, OBJ, they're not, they can still, they're still nice though. Like, you know, I'm not gonna ever say Julio is weak. Like, if somebody
I get that.
Like, that's a pickup. If somebody pick up OBJ, Jarvis Landry, that's a pickup. Like, reaching.
I was gonna say that too. No, but see, you have to have your faith in OBJ is that high.
And Jarvis,
I don't think that's much of a pickup to me. I keep telling you, I felt like Odell Beckham Jr. has always been overhyped. Bro had one major catch against us, and that's really what changed his career. He wasn't doing good.
Now see what it is.
Look at his mouth. Yeah, I get what you said.
I see what it is.
Hold on,
they overhype the receiver by great catches.
No, I think what you're trying to say is that they overhyped the receiver by the potential, especially after that catch, because it skyrocketed exponentially. Check this out. Odell, directly after that catch, the first season or two after that catch, Odell was the best receiver in the league, quote unquote. But to me, I wasn't saying that. I still had Mike Evans and Julio and all them and DA and D-Hop. I wasn't even throwing Odell in the top 5. I'm sorry. And then on top, but everybody else had Odell.
Yeah, that was
top 5.
And they still failed you.
Who? Hell no. Hold on, bro.
All I'm saying is he's been in the league 9 years.
Hey, no cap. Even my receiver failed me. I liked T.Y. at the time. You remember?
Yeah, but hold on. Mike Thomas.
I used to tell you about T.Y.
Bro, hold on. Mike Evans didn't fail. Mike Evans don't fail me because he's a 1,000-yard receiver every year. He don't never fail me. You know, 10-plus touchdowns every year. He don't never fail me. That's one. 2, okay, Julio, you've been a little disappointment. I ain't gonna lie.
D-Hop,
he was nicked up last year, but for the most part, he plays through injuries, and he's a 1,000-yard receiver every year. DA, same thing. I'm just saying.
Thielen do the same thing. Too.
Thielen, I don't trust him anymore. I don't. Because of Kirk Jefferson,
but also it is Kirk Cousins.
It's Kirk Cousins.
But it's always been Kirk Cousins.
But it's not fair because Adam Thielen was as really good. Like I just can't, and I think I'm just talking from a fantasy perspective when I talk about I don't trust Adam Thielen anymore because it's not hard for me to differentiate between the real life and fantasy. But you know when we talk about players, you know we talking about their fantasy prospectus projections, so to speak. Especially like now that we Devontae Adams is on the Raiders. Our eyes light up because, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, the whole offense elevates. You get what I'm saying? And so we just to me, if I somehow get Davante Adams, I'm like, bro, I could flip him for a lot. Especially Chris will come calling. He on the Raiders team. Chris will come calling in my DMs for Davante Adams. You know what I'm saying? So when I say I don't trust Adam Thielen anymore, I think I was just speaking from a fantasy perspective because I think he still is a good receiver. I just don't think that Kirk Cousins doesn't mean any justice. I don't think that the Vikings giving Kirk Cousins $40 million. I feel like the Vikings really dropped the ball when they not only they gave Kirk Cousins $40 million for this year, but they also announced that they were shopping Danielle Hunter, didn't move him, guaranteed his $18 million this year. And then now you're not moving him. And you're clearly on the cusp of a rebuild. And Kirk Cousins is not going to take you anywhere, and you know that.
I was going to say that exactly right there. You just said it. And you guys, they just have too much faith in Kirk Cousins. What have they done even in this offseason? They didn't get nothing done.
Nothing.
They didn't do nothing. Not one move made.
And let me go check their cap space.
And I have to look at teams like that. Like, man, right now the cap space is a myth. If Green Bay is restructuring and doing all this to make miracles happen, anybody can do it.
Hey,
right
facts.
Now. So I'm looking at this like you either want to win or you don't right now.
Facts. Because you know what? The Broncos
Atlanta
got all those
did the
players.
Same thing with Matt Ryan's contract. That's why they shipped him out. Boom. We're going to restructure to make some more money and then get him out of here.
Damn, man. Whew.
It's like, you. I don't know. I'm trying to see what team you want to win.
The Chargers, the Broncos, everybody in the
right,
West,
like,
everybody
you know?
In the West, because they going all
in the AFC.
Yeah.
Teams in the AFC want to win right now.
And you know what?
It's funny because they all got to play each other to win.
and it's crazy because it's like, bro, okay, like a lot of us are like, okay, the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. They're the Chiefs. They've been the model of consistency in that division for like the last, 8 years maybe.
Now I get that, but see, now they don't have the same level of competition as they've been having either. And but, playing these two, playing the Raiders twice, the Chargers twice, and Denver twice, they all got to play each other twice.
I don't think it's gonna be a cakewalk. I'm gonna say it right now, and I hope y'all come back and remember this. I think the Broncos are gonna sweep the Chiefs this year. I think they're gonna beat them twice.
I think the Chiefs is gonna be in third this year.
I think,
I think the Chiefs is gonna miss the playoffs.
I think they
I do too.
Miss the playoffs.
It's like how we were talking earlier, right? So if these four teams made it, it's only one spot left. And then it's like you have to throw in Tennessee in the hunt. You have to throw in the Colts now in the hunt. You have to throw in the returning Super Bowl contenders last year in the hunt, Bengals. And you got to throw Buffalo in the hunt. That's five teams for possibly one position, if not just two.
And it's like it's no shade on the Raiders. They made the playoffs last year.
Sure, but we're not
even thinking about them making the playoffs again. And they just acquired Devontae Adams and Chandler Jones. Like, I can say this.
On Kansas City, the Raiders, the Chargers, and Denver, they all went for both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Chuck's thinking about the Raiders. Chuck got the Raiders.
I got the Chargers.
I got the Broncos, even though I want to pick the Chargers.
I'm going with the Chargers. I'm gonna trade my two teams. Is gonna be the Chiefs and the Raiders. Same team as last year.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
It came down to between the Broncos and the Chargers for me, so I'm gonna go with them too.
I'm gonna go with the Broncos and the Chargers. I think they're gonna and I'm only saying, and I think my Chargers pick is more of a. Bro, they gotta get it together.
Denver squad.
Chargers
got a crazy squad.
But it has to come together.
They gotta glue and stay healthy, that too, it has to come together
because you could have a squad. Chargers had the 30th ranked defense last year, and that's my fault for not knowing that. But it was 30th ranked. And we talk about players like Derwin James being on that defense and Joey Bosa and Kenneth Murray. Jr. Yeah, but you still ranked 30th, and Brandon Staley was your head coach. He came from the Rams, and he was, and they had the number one defense that year that he left, which is so crazy. And then, but their offense is ranked fourth overall. Y'all gotta get that together, bro. Y'all gotta J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack and Derwin James stay on the field, please. The potential is there, and it's just like the Broncos defense, but except the Broncos defense put it all on the field and they put it together, and they were ranked third. That's why I got the Broncos winning this division because Russ.
Broncos also traded away a little run stop though.
They did, but I think but that with
the, they filled the hole though. They filled the hole. They gave away a little bit.
They gave away a little. I mean, he was solid though.
No. I think Noah Fant is a bigger deal than that defensive tackle.
I feel like that was the steal of the trade.
That was a good takeaway from that though. I think Noah Fant too was pretty
to sweeten the deal for Seattle. I think that really
probably was like yeah okay we'll
throwing the tight end yeah for sure you got it because you throwing a quality tight end for your new quarterback to come and throw the ball to, you know what I'm saying? We know what that's about. Hey, speaking of that, Gerald Everett is back on my fantasy radar. He signed with the Chargers.
I can tell you this about his career. He got the second win for sure.
Oh yeah.
He got a good second win on his end for sure because
I like Justin Herbert. He likes throwing to the tight end. He likes throwing to the tight end, and especially when Mike Williams and Keenan Allen jammed up on the outside, he gonna throw it to Everett. So I like Jared Everett this year.
I'm going with my boy Keenan Allen. You already know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fantasy gonna be crazy, bro. I don't even.
Bruh, listen to this right here, right? Mahomes,
Juju Smith, and Tyreek.
Bro, I'm telling you,
Derek Carr, Devontae Adams. Oh wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Juju Smith, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce.
There you go.
Yeah.
Derek Carr. I'm about to say. Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfrow, Darren Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, stop.
Keep going. I didn't even go to the running back.
No, wait, do you know if the Chiefs go five wide, Miko Hartman on the field too? Like, and I get it, not all that, but that's
Ryan Pringle is gone though,
he is,
but and I like Pringle, I do, but
damn, Pringle was nice,
he was,
he's a sneaky. Where you go?
Good question, because I don't remember either. I just know he's not on there no more.
Damn, Pringle.
I think he might have. Did he go to Buffalo? No.
Hey, did y'all see how Buffalo stretched out a Von Miller contract?
I think that's a real team friendly deal,
bro. He did that. He did that team friend. He feel like he gonna win there.
Byron Pringle is going to the Bears.
To the Bears.
With Darnell Mooney.
Now they still need a number one, but you know they ain't rebuild. They ain't rebuild mode, so I'm not.
But I can say this about the Bears' offense right now: anybody has the potential, especially with Justin Fields being there like that.
And it's hard to project who is going to.
They gotta let him play though. They kept like putting him in.
They can't play him soft. Like they can't just.
Like, you know what? I'm gonna say this. I think last year they actually made the right decision with how they played him I'm gonna say this. I feel like they possibly learned the lesson of just throwing your damn rookie quarterbacks in the fire.
Yeah.
Everybody does not work in the same environment. Everybody doesn't progress in the same environment, like. You know what I mean? That type of position. Okay, but you can't tell me that you would feel comfortable with throwing Justin Fields out there for the start of the season like you did with Justin Herbert.
Here's my thing, though.
And I'm talking about coaching. I'm talking about your O-line. I'm talking about it all as far as the whole thing. I feel like coaches are now learning to not just throw your rookie quarterback, in the fire. Trey Lance was on the same thing.
I wish I remembered if Justin Herbert got the OTA reps with the ones because he was thrown in there in week two. We know what happened to Tyrod Taylor, you know, blah blah blah.
Exactly.
But Justin Fields, he didn't get the reps with the ones at all in the preseason, which I thought he should have gotten, especially if you're Andy Dalton. Come on, man. I get it that you bring in Nick Foles. And if you're going to start him then. Because we know Nick Foles, I will start Nick Foles over Andy Dalton any day. Like, I don't rock with Andy Dalton.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't believe in Andy Dalton when he was in Cincinnati.
So yeah, but that too. But I'm just saying, but when you get to the start of the season and you're number one, I mean, and your quarterback doesn't have the reps with the ones, I wouldn't throw him in there either. That's what the preseason is for. And I think he should have got those reps. I think he should have gotten those reps. And maybe he would have had a bad season again, or maybe he would have. I don't know. I'm a personal believer of him getting those reps in the preseason, especially if he's the quarterback of the future. And I get it. I do. Like, rookie quarterbacks don't always come in and explode on the scene right away.
Draft analyst needs to stop putting so much.
Like, I got this. They put
too much upside and potential on players, and it has you thinking like, oh, that would be this type of player. What was you about to say? I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying I got this little thing from Bleacher Report. The Colts is worried about Jimmy G, so they decided to trade for Matt Ryan. Yeah, I'm hurt. I'm hurt, bro. I'm hurt. My feelings hurt.
I had a feeling we was gonna trade for Jimmy G, bro. That's more of our fit.
Who is we?
The Colts. He like the Colts. He a Colts fan.
I like
fan,
the Colts, bro.
But I'm hurt, bro. I like that shoulder injury. He had the surgery on it. Like he ain't never had no shoulder injury before. Like, dang, bro, the surgery was successful. Take him, take him. I would have took a fourth round pick for Jimmy. 100.
Hey, I'm hurt. Hey, Makai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does it feel to be a Cowboys fan?
Right now, it fucking sucks.
I'm just saying, like, in general. Like, how old are you?
I'm to the point where I'm looking like, why the fuck would you even ask me? That's where I'm at right now. I don't like it. But then again, it's already a difficult process being a Cowboys fan, as long as I've been a Cowboys fan already.
Who's your favorite free agent signing of this so far?
Favorite free agent signing?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. You know what? I like J.C. Jackson and Khalil Mack to the Chargers. I did like that one.
I like that one too. I like J.C. because like the Chargers needed a corner, and the Chargers don't have a fan base. You know, they could really need – I feel like they need a Super Bowl – like an actual Super Bowl caliber team to get a fan base to rally around. Yeah, because it's not selling. Even though they have this really ultra competitive, ultra talented team, and it just still doesn't sell.
You know what? I'm gonna say this too. They kind of always had, in a sense, a real competitive team. You know what I'm saying? And just like look at the division that they was in, and then the time frame of when these teams were actually relevant.
Right. I gotta say, Juju. I like Juju to the Chiefs. That was my. I feel like the Chiefs could have been used a receiver alongside Tyreek, and Juju fits that perfectly.
I like the DJ Shark move.
I don't. I
did like that.
I don't.
I did.
To the Lions, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Hell no, man. Why? Why? Why do? Why would you do that to yourself?
Like, why he wants the ball. He wants the ball. He wants the ball, bro. Like, not like that. I kind of seen, like, certain players, even Juju, too. Like, I know how it's going to sound, but, like, to teams like Houston and all that, they want the ball. They want to be on a team where, like, nigga, you know I'm open. Throw me the ball. You know what I'm saying? Even if they don't catch it. I'm not trying to say, like, they're that type of person, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like they're in that mode of, like, man, give me the ball. Give me the ball.
I mean, I suppose I get where you're coming from. I mean, if that was the case, I would have went to go play with Davis Mills in Houston. Like, for real. I'm not Jared Goff. I'm good on that. I'm good on Jared Goff.
Wait. You'll take Davis Mills over Jared Goff?
I mean, if I'm playing on a 1-year deal, I mean, shoot, I'm good on Jared Goff, bro. I don't trust Jared Goff ever. I'm good, man. And you know what? If you're talking about he wants the ball, go play in Houston where it's just Brandon Cooks. Who else do they have besides Brandon Cooks? So you're like, in Detroit, I get it. T.J. Hockenson, he'd be on and off the field, but he's still the number one tight end. They got Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, it's the same thing.
Derek Goff threw 3,200 yards last year.
Okay.
Davis Mills threw a little bit over 2,500. Davis Mills threw 16-10, man. Derek Goff threw 19-8 last year.
Man, only 19 touchdowns.
I get that, but look who he's throwing it to. He don't have nobody.
All right.
So you put a Juju out there or – even I'll give you a DJ. Sorry, it can go up to at least 25, 26. I'm giving him at least 6-7 touchdowns.
Bro, that's the case. All right, what about Zach Wilson? What was his numbers? I wouldn't want to go sign with the Jets.
Like, let me see. Let's see what Zach Wilson was.
I would have signed with the Jets if I was Chark. Like, come on, bro. I want the ball. Zach Wilson
threw 2,300 yards, and he threw 9 touchdowns and 11 interceptions.
Damn.
Daniel Jones threw better than him last year. You know that's not good.
Damn, Zach. Damn. Woo! Come on, dog. All right. He should have went to the Commanders.
I can see that, too.
He should have went to the – there we go. I finally said something good. He should have went to the damn Commanders.
Even New England. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't
hell know. Hell no.
Why not? Yeah.
Bro, Why not? No, that's not. Robert Woods should have went to New England.
True. True. I am not against that at all. I felt like one of these big name receivers should have went to New England. Like, did nobody want to go to New England?
Because, bro.
It's a receiver purgatory for sure.
Yeah, bro.
Receiver purgatory in New England.
I think Tennessee is also a receiver purgatory.
I do too believe that. Yeah,
yeah, I don't.
I definitely believe that.
Don't head there.
Don't go there.
Go to Buffalo. Somebody need to go to Buffalo. What?
You know what? I've been waiting on somebody to go to Buffalo since Stephon Diggs got there, and it's like nobody wants to go over there with him.
Nah.
Or it's like, what is that?
Nah, I know that we talked about Will Fuller and Julio Jones possibly teaming up in Green Bay. But if Will Fuller decided he wanted to go to Buffalo, I mean, hey, it's not a bad idea, bro.
Do I see him in a Buffalo jersey?
Diggs, Fuller.
I can see Will Fuller going to Buffalo.
Hey, what is
New England?
What is signing OJ New Howard? Orleans. What is signing OJ Howard say about Dawson Knox?
I think they just want to have a two tight end set, so that way they don't have to focus so much on not like that. Like, you ain't gonna just double up Dawson Knox if you see OJ Howard on the other side too.
Yeah, Dawson Knox was.
Who was backing up Dawson Knox last year?
Right. Right. Good question. I was about to say Tyler Croft. Dude, I don't even know for real. Thanks for tapping in with myself and Todd and Chuck.